If you're starting the new year and you open up your laptop, your phone, or whatever, you probably see videos recommended to you or even articles recommended to you that include the word habit. Now, that's not a coincidence. When we begin every single new year, and just not to alarm you, but we're already in March, which is like the end of the first quarter of 2024. 2 months ago was your little celebration. That's not a coincidence that you see those articles about habit. It's because we all want to be new people in the new year. This is your year, as you say. You want to adopt new routines. You want to eat healthier. You want to focus on your career. Or maybe you want to drop bad habits from the past that kind of like lurked into your daily routine without even you noticing to begin with. Now, if you're like 90% of the crowd, myself included, you probably heard or picked up a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. Now, the main takeaway that I hear about is a quote, which is, "We don't rise to the levels of our goals, we fall to the levels of our system." Now, what does that mean? It means that, let's just say you want to lose 10 pounds. You do whatever you can, you lose that 10 pounds, and you check off the box in your checklist. Now what? Are you going to continue doing those habits? If not, was that goal really sustainable? Or maybe your system wasn't put in place. This is where the system comes in. After that checkbox is checked off of losing 10 pounds, are you going to continue? The system is maybe throughout that journey of losing those 10 pounds, you realize that you actually enjoy the feeling of clean energy, or maybe enjoy the feeling of accomplishing a small workout. No matter, again, no, the size of workout doesn't matter. Maybe you fully enjoyed it, like naturally just, wow, I actually feel good. Maybe I like moving my body a little bit every single day. That is the true reward, and that can be built into your system because, as you know, we kind of gravitate towards things that we enjoy, we gravitate towards things that we actually like, and then we continue them even beyond a checkbox and a checklist. So that is a system. You enjoy working out, you finally enjoy maybe taking walks outside, and that it's not restricted to losing just 10 pounds. Maybe if you keep it consistent, this feeling good emotion, you'll probably lose even more. So just a little example of what exactly that quote means. Now, that is the one thing that I hear about in Atomic from people that talk about this book, but we kind of overlook a lot of more important details in terms of actually starting a habit, right? We always like to fantasize and think about and daydream about our chiseled body and like, wow, you know, I'm just doing like meditation for 20 minutes a day, all these good things for ourselves. But we kind of forget to just start to begin with, right? We realize that it's March already and then we haven't done our little 10-minute meditation or our daily walks anymore. Again, it's really difficult to be consistent. But as I mentioned previously, we enjoy things, or we tend to do things consistently that we enjoy, whether that be watching Netflix all day, right? Or maybe watching Netflix after a long day at work, which is valid in a way. But being consistent is what we're talking about today. And the idea of habit stacking is the one that seems to be overlooked a lot in terms of talking about this book, and not just habit stacking, but also just habit formation in general. Now, how can we actually acquire habits and instill them into our own routine? The question is, do you enjoy it? It's probably not going to be a good answer in the beginning, but as you continue on with it, as with our exercise example, you're probably going to grow to love what you're doing. And that is where we're trying to get at first. What James Clear mentions is that with every new habit, we're going to try to make it as sexy as possible, right? No, just no mature content here, but just trying to make it as sexy as possible. It's not exactly what you think surface level, but it's about making it really enjoyable in a way, right? And one way that we can do that as a vehicle is to use habit stacking. Habit stacking is an important concept. And what exactly is it? It means that, let's just say that you want to start a routine of putting on sunscreen. Now, let's say you already have a routine, because we all have routines. We are human animals. We are animals of routine in some sort of way. Even if our routine is diversified in some way or another, we enjoy routine. And that could be just waking up, you know, brushing your teeth, taking a shower and get ready to go. That's a routine in itself. Now, let's just say you want to start putting on sunscreen because you realize that you're getting little sunspots or you're getting little wrinkles because you're not being consistent with that. Now, we're going to take that new habit and kind of fit it in to a current routine that we currently have. So that is what habit stacking is. You have a current habit stack and you're trying to stack one on top of the other, not to overwhelm yourself. But let's say you wake up, you brush your teeth, you go shower, you do your skincare routine, and then you put the sunscreen right next to where you kind of get ready as you're about to head out the door. So you're constantly reminded that you need to put on sunscreen. That is what habit stacking is. And in a way, it is sexy because you are seeing it every single day, and it's not that big of a hassle to just look at it and pick it up and put it on your face or put it all over your body, whatever you want to do with sunscreen. But what we're trying to say is that we're trying to make habits as consistent as possible, and it cannot be consistent unless you make it as sexy as possible, as easy as possible. Let's just use easy, because sexy is like, I feel like you're thinking of something different. Try to make it as easy as possible for yourself. That's why they say, if you want to be consistent at the gym, you put out your gym clothes the night before and blah, 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 because it's easy rather than waking up every day like it's an accident with no plan, and you have to pick out your outfit, and then you have to reach in the cupboard for the sunscreen. Oh my gosh. But if you do that consistently, then it's going to be a hassle, and you're probably not going to be adopting these good habits that you want to for yourself. So instead of doing that, make it easy for yourself. Stack that new habit of yours with a current routine that you have. Let's just say getting ready to go to work, that you put on the sunscreen because it's right next to the sink where you brush your teeth, so you can see it every single day. I know somebody that does sunscreen, put sunscreen right next to their coffee maker because they see it. And when they see it, then it's easy to just do it, you know, and they're in the kitchen already. So they just wash their hands and it's easy. Make it easy for yourself. Don't be overwhelmed by so many other things in your life, because if once it gets overwhelming, then 99% of the time, you're probably going to drop the habit even before you reach day 3. So don't be like most of the people nowadays. And if you're listening to this, I'm rooting for you. You got this. Make the habit as easy, sexy as possible, and stack it with a current habit stack that you have in your life, whether it be in the morning, in the evening, whatever, so be it. And that is a way to make it consistent. And that's how you can develop a system instead of relying so hard on these goals that you set for yourself. All right. So belated Happy New Year. Welcome to the second quarter of 2024. You got this. It's only March. You have 9 more months until December, Christmas time. It may not seem like a lot of time, but it is a lot of time. All right. So you got this. I believe in you. Have a great week.